It's Reality Bites. Every week on the Believe Podcast Network, I sit down and talk about what most men are forced to watch by a loved one multiple times a week in this great U.S. of A. reality television. Most men pretend not to like it or admit that they watch it, but I force them to talk about it on Reality Bites. I'm Rob Evers, your sports-loving, beer-chugging, girl-chasing host who just happens to be obsessed with reality TV. Today, I'm sitting here with celebrity psychic and medium Heather Auble. How you doing today, Heather?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for contacting me and getting a hold of me for coming on the podcast. This is amazing.
Well, I was drawn to your photo. I felt you had really good vibes.
Oh, thank you. So a little backstory for everybody is that I was following Heather on social media because I am completely into mediums and psychics. I love it.
I mean, clearly.
Yeah. I love the Stones. I love the Rocks. I love meditating. I love Abraham Hicks. I love everything that has to do with giving us power.
Yes.
Right. And also I believe about stuff on the other side. I believe in free will and all that other stuff. But like, I just know that there's something higher, another vibration that's higher that some people can pick up on and some people can't. Right.
Because that's true.
Yeah.
It's the gospel for people like
us. I just gave the gospel. But I was following you. I think I had a mutual friend that like sent me something like you posted or something. And I was really into it. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll follow this person. Mm-hmm. And then you reached out to me recently and said that you are kind of getting interested in doing your own reality show for a psychic medium reality show.
Is that true? Well, no. I have a reality show in the works.
Okay.
And I used to cast reality shows.
Okay.
And so I go over each and every follower, a new follower I get. Uh-huh. So I look at my stories and I see each new follower I get every day. Mm-hmm. And I study them. I look at them because I care. You know, right. I say, who's following me?
Because they must be following you for a reason, right? You have a lot of followers, by the way. You've done that many times?
I care. So every day I go I get up at 4:30. I meditate, right. I work out and I, you know, do the
4:30 in the afternoon, right?
Exactly.
That's what time.
Exactly. I'm all burned out. And then I go and I do like an hour social media thing and I look over my followers, my new followers, et cetera. And I see who is interesting and et cetera, you know, and I saw you and I said, oh my gosh, he's so cool. And I love his podcast. And I used to cast reality shows.
That's awesome.
And I said, it's about reality. I have a show in the works. And also he's, you know, seems hilarious. Right?
You've been talking to my mom. Did my mom text you before this podcast? She has a habit of doing that for people.
I have a motto. You ask for what you want in this life. So yes. I said, hey, put me on your podcast.
And I said, yes. I was like, okay. But, you know, because it never crossed my mind. I love psychic reality TV shows, and they're making a surge right now, right?
Like, yes.
Like Mama Medium and Long Island Medium and Tyler Henry, like all
right.
that stuff, right?
Right.
And people are loving it. I'm loving it. And I've had friends that have done Tyler Henry, right? Some celebrity friends.
Right.
And
me too,
like,
yes.
Right, I'm sure. And I was like, well, maybe you know, maybe I'll just ask one of them to come on and talk about their experience. But this is so much better because I have like a real behind the scenes person that I can actually ask all the questions to and all this other stuff about what goes into like doing a reading and who's real and who's fake and like all that other bullshit. But first, tell me about your relationship with reality TV. I know you were a casting director.
So sure.
What did you cast? And then what do you watch?
Okay. So in casting, this was something I did for 16 years.
Wow.
And I love hated it. I did a lot for Mark Cronin. He does these days Below Deck. He did a lot, a ton of shows like Flavor of Love, Daisy of Love, the thing with Bret Michaels, all that stuff.
Yeah. Those were the
real life, all that stuff.
Like,
all that stuff. Right.
The original trashy reality TV.
Oh my God. Sweetest guy on the planet. Like, just like I adored him. He's very, like, kind of like a Bill Murray character. Like,
right.
Incredibly cerebral, incredibly intelligent, and just really had his finger on the pulse of things. I'm not sure what his hands are in today. I think he's mainly retired.
Right.
But just the sweetest guy. So I did a lot of stuff for him. I, you know, it's all a blur, but loved it, you know, loved working for him. And then there were some producers out there who were just complete pieces of shit. Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Fuck yeah. This is, I'm from Philly. That's all we do is curse. Oh, okay. That's our, every God. Other word is fuck.
We don't even say.
We say fucking.
I don't know how to qualify mine, but I like. But so anyway, and you know, then there were some that were just terrible, and one of them died, and I didn't even, you know, I was like, the first time in my life I didn't care that somebody died.
Wow. Oh my God.
They were that bad of a person.
You know, I have a lot of friends that are in reality casting who are listening to this, I'm sure, and they say the same thing. There's people that just drive them just fucking crazy.
Just horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
They have no idea what goes into a casting process because you're getting...
Oh, it's hell.
It's not like...
To all the casting directors out there for reality TV, God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you.
It is the hardest job.
Yeah.
It is a really difficult,
you're just
horrific
reiterating
job.
Everything that they've said. I'm actually going to have a couple of my friends that are in casting do a podcast in a couple of weeks.
You should.
And just get the lowdown.
Oh my God, it's so juicy.
Yeah.
I mean, all the stuff that goes on is so juicy.
So what do you watch a lot of reality TV now, right? What do you watch?
Yes. Well, I love it. I'm not going to say I don't. A shout out to Mark Wahlberg, Temptation Island. That is like my buddy right there. He's like one of the sweetest guys on the planet.
To clarify, Mark Wahlberg is a host of Temptation
Island.
Not
the actor.
Yes. Although everybody would love to see the Mark Wahlberg on Temptation Island,
oh,
I'm sure.
That would be amazing.
The show would be over. Everybody would be like, I'm going to cheat.
And
that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm cheating with Mark Wahlberg.
So, and ironically, Below Deck is like my favorite.
I love Below Deck.
It's fucking amazing.
Andy Cohen can do no wrong is what I say all the time.
Oh, my God. All the housewives, except for... Potomac.
Yeah, Potomac seems to be.
I'm not feeling that.
Potomac seems to be the...
So boring.
Least turbulent.
So boring.
Yeah. And then they're all... They just had a thing called BravoCon. Then that all the people from all the different shows went and did over in New York. And it was like a panel and all this other stuff. And everybody, they had the Real Housewives of New Jersey, New York, and Orange County all saying that they were the ones that put this all on the map. You know, so they were all like trying to take the fame of starting it all. But it's, you know... It is. These people are fucking out of control.
Insane. And then, of course, I watch the psychic shows.
Right. Which ones do you watch? All of them?
No. I watch Tyler Henry.
Yep.
I watch Long Island Medium.
Yep.
You've got to know what's out there.
Yeah.
And when I had my first development deal, because what happens in this town is, you know, everybody wants to make a TV show about you. It goes through all this bullshit red tape and then nothing ever happens.
Right.
For like the last 10 years.
No, that's exactly right. I've tried to make reality shows and they've gotten very far. And then all of a sudden it just drops because, you know, you have that one kid who just graduated from Penn who had like a business degree, but thinks he knows how to do a reality show. You go in to pitch it to him. No, I don't like it. Or can we change it? Can we put it over here? Instead of a medium woman, because there's already, you know, two of those. Can she be a medium dog? Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of shit. And you're like, no, this is the idea.
If I could tell you all the ideas people have had for me and everything that's failed, it's like hilarious. But at the end of the day, mostly what people want is a psychic show where you read celebrities. That's it.
Well, right. Because me, Tyler Henry is doing so well.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So are you going to have your celebrity?
No, my show is completely different, which is awesome. But of course I signed like an NDA. Mm-hmm. I can't say what it is, but it's completely different, which is great.
Well, I can't wait to promote it. I can't wait to watch it.
Right. We'll see. It could just go down the shithole.
No, you said, like,
but we have
told me you have to believe.
Of course, we have to believe. But I watched those shows, and but to be totally honest with you, I don't love psychic reality shows. I love The Housewives. I love Below Deck.
Right, because everybody loves those shows because they get to turn their brain off and see these people in a high powered position. That's the whole thing with Bravo. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but by network. Like the three major networks I watch are Bravo, TLC, and
Bravo's number one.
I want to say A&E, right?
Yeah.
So, but like Bravo, you have to have some sort of richness to you, right?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Work for somebody. Like the Vanderpump kids aren't rich, but they're directly related to Lisa Vanderpump, who is, right?
Do you know what it's called?
What?
Wish fulfillment.
Wish fulfillment. Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So that's what that kind of TV is called.
Okay.
Wish fulfillment. Because you want to fulfill your wishes by watching that.
Okay. I completely agree with that. And then E's all celebrities, right?
Yeah.
Every show's got a celebrity on it. And then A&E's all like real people doing real shit. You know, that's what it's supposed to be, like that kind
which
of
to me is boring.
Right.
I like wish fulfillment.
Well, there's some shows on A&E, like, have you ever seen 60 Days In?
No.
Oh, my God. That one's so
what good. Is it?
That's about these people volunteer to go to jail for 60 days and be like the scouts to see where the drugs are coming in, how the food is, how the people are being treated by the guards. And like they have to act like they're normal people because they're in a real jail. And then there's cameras that show it's all live shit. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I love it.
No, see, I had like the roughest childhood. I know everyone says that, but like we were like homeless, poor, siphoning gas, living off of nothing. So it's like, I don't like seeing that shit. Like I want to see the housewives.
You want to see? Well, that makes perfect sense. You know, that's an actual great way to put it. I don't want to see why people watch certain things. You know, I never want to go to jail, but I want to know what it looks like in there, you know?
Right.
That's going to deter me for damn sure. I never want to do heroin, but I'm going to watch the fuck out of Intervention. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, I don't want any of that. No.
No. So it's almost like, what you call it?
Wish fulfillment.
Wish fulfillment.
Right.
This is almost like wish or determined
wish
training. Determined training. It's like, right. I don't want that. I do want that. I don't want that.
Right. Have you ever been on like a coke bender or anything?
I've never done any drugs.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, see, I have. So I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to see that. Yeah. Why not?
You know, I just, it never really appealed to me. I know that I have, this is going to sound horrible, but I know I have control issues, right? That's why I can't fly. I don't really like being a passenger and a driver in a car, you know, that kind of thing. And I know that I have like, my family kind of has addiction issues. So I just figured I'd never put myself in the game. Plus, it's not appealing to me. Like, I used to smoke weed and do all that other shit. And the second I lost a little bit of control, then I would freak out. So, like, when I would smoke weed, I know that was in me for 6 hours. You know, then I would flip out. But alcohol, I know where my drink is and I know how much is in there. And I know if I can stop and then I can have water and I'll feel better. And then, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. So,
right.
Plus the first time I smoked weed, it was laced with PCP and angel dust. So
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So, no way.
Yeah. So that was a major deterrent right there. I was like, I don't want to do that again.
That's the universe.
Don't get your marijuana from Fairmount Park at 1 o'clock in the morning in the 90s. That's what it is.
90s weed was rough.
Late 80s, early 90s. Given my age here too. So now we have this whole thing, this whole psychic TV show phenomenon going on.
Right.
Started back in the day with like Miss Cleo.
Right.
That was her heart. Remember, it was like first it was call in.
Yes. Call in.
Call in. Get your reading. Right.
Right.
I'm Miss Cleo.
Yes.
And people bought it.
I know. She was fake though.
She was fake.
It came out recently.
Yeah, was fake. But people, they paid the $1.99 on a rotary phone, on the house phone, or whatever it was, and they called in Miss Cleo, and she was famous.
Right.
She was famous for her character, but she was also – people really believed her and went to her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Miss Cleo – oh, and then it started like with – I used to be a huge Sylvia Brown fan. Remember Sylvia Brown?
Oh, God, with the raspy smoker voice.
Yeah.
She was the best.
Honey, sit down. She
was like, you died in water.
Yeah.
And they're like, it was 9/11. It was water.
So true. So people who don't know Sylvia Brown, she would go on Montel Williams.
Yes.
Like, she was like Montel Williams is like – bitch. She would go on there and she would like just sit there and she was like this frumpy. She looked like, I mean, no offense to anybody, but she looked like she hadn't left the park in a while.
Right.
And she was kind of overweight and she literally, her voice was like this and she would talk like this and somebody would be like, Sylvia, I can't find my daughter. She's been missing. She's in the candy store.
Yeah.
She's not.
No, she's in the candy store, damn it.
Yeah, no, she's not in the candy store. There's no, you know, but she's in. Just like
I
you
say
said.
Andy. Fuck you. I see
your
Candy.
Husband, your husband, he drowns, right? No, he's sitting right next to me, actually.
He's
right
dead.
Here. No, he's dead.
Fuck off. He's dead.
Yeah. And for one out of every like 10 she got right, people were like, oh, shit, she's fucking
oh, yeah.
good.
I and wish she, I had that clout, you know,
yeah.
or that look or whatever it's called. What is that called?
What?
Where you okay, cancel, clear, delete. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Well, you, I mean, you, I, you, so you just read me, and I'll get to that, but that,
okay,
you're legit. You're no Sylvia Brown. That's for
well,
damn sure.
I have a client who was a devotee of Sylvia Brown.
Okay.
And she followed her around
Whoa.
The country.
Whoa.
In the and back in the day.
Like the Tony Robbins slash,
right, like a
yeah, fish people.
And she says to me that I blow doors off of Sylvia Brown. And I actually take that as a huge compliment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, she was huge in like the early 2000s. So was John Edwards, right?
Yep. It's no S on the end. I think it's
John Edward.
I have a client who saw him or sees him. And he said if oh my God, this is scandalous. I don't know if you want to keep it on, but he said
yes,
between
do.
You and me,
yeah, and us,
that if that client continued to see him, they weren't allowed to see me.
Wow, because you would tell him the truth, and it'd be contradicting to
exactly.
whatever he's saying,
yeah.
which would prove him wrong, especially when your shit would come out
correct.
Right.
Correct. Well, because you're a believer, because I just read you.
Yeah, you fucking.
I
right.
mean, I think you are.
Yeah.
Right. Because my shit's real.
Yeah.
That's I just did this interview for this magazine. I can't remember which one. But they were asking me stuff. And my friend goes, you came across as cocky. And I was like, well, my shit's real.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's not. You
I
know what I mean?
Cocky.
Like, I'm like, it's just this. I believe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just so, I mean, I guess we could talk about it now before. Well, yeah. So there was John Edwards. And the thing with Sylvia Brown and John Edward and James Vanderprog and all those
right.
other people is that they would read to large audiences. They would section it off into a whole side. And then they'd kind of be like, who has the sister around here?
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. I
there was like a method that they would use.
It's called the Barnum Method.
Okay.
So what I studied, the first time I started getting opportunities for shows, I started studying psychics because the way I read is not how psychics read.
Right.
A lot of psychics, I will say. I mean, God bless them. I'm sure there's lots of real psychics I feel because I know I have this, I call it the gift and the curse, and it's of seeing. You get impulses and you see things. But I never have really contemplated, you know, a lot of people can be sanctimonious, like, oh, the gods are telling me this. Oh, this is happening. This is happening. But for me, I've never really questioned it. I just close my eyes and images and things start happening and I just start saying what I'm seeing. And it's maybe that's not taking responsibility, but for me, it's I do liken it to energy and I liken it to angels and things like this, but mainly I'm just being given downloads and I enjoy likening it. I like to liken it to energy more than anything in order to have a scientific explanation for what's going on in my brain.
So you see things and you hear things?
Mainly see.
You mainly see things?
Yeah. I close my eyes and I see things.
Okay.
And so I start calling out everything that's being given to me, the information. So I would love to think it's from angels.
Right.
But I also try to scientifically prove what's going on with me because I've questioned it my whole freaking life.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just lost my thought. What was my point?
Well, we were talking about the Barnaby method.
Oh, yeah. So when I started getting offered shows and things, I started researching psychic ability. And what I came about was this thing called Barnum Technique. And what they do is they ask you open-ended questions, right? Because my technique is I just call out everything I see and feel in my mind.
Right.
So I will do, because I don't know how psychics work, right?
Right.
So my thing with you, as we did just
right.
now, is I just start freestyling.
Yeah.
And I say, like I said, Mary, I see her. This is a significant name for you. And she is, and like everything I do, I'm sure you've had readings, is different than other psychics.
100%.
Totally different.
I got chills from you literally right off the bat. So just a little, I'll talk more about it, but like I have a tattoo on my arm that I forget's there because it's on the my sidearm. So it's like where my pinky goes all the way down to my elbow.
Right.
So it's like down there. So I can't really see it. And people always ask me what it is. It's a bunch of numbers.
Right.
And it's literally just like, it says like 12, 19, 41, 11, 23, 41, 1, 8, 79. Like it goes down like that. And people are always like, oh, is it the numbers from Lost? Is it, you know, you make funny jokes. I'm like, no, it's my mom, dad, and sister's birthday. And Heather stood up, put her finger right on the 23 and goes, that's your dad. And I was like, yeah, that's his birthday. That's the, she has no idea what any of them, the references or anything. And then she's like, and he's passed. Yeah. And I was like, yep, he's passed. She's like, yeah, he's here. He's telling me this is next week's his birthday. And I was like, yeah. And it was, I mean, she didn't get a chance to look at 11, 23, 41 and put that together and then say, well, it's either 12, 19, 41 or 11, you know, cause 41's got to be the parents, you know, like that kind of stuff. So right away she was right into it. And then we kind of just rolled into other stuff that I will definitely talk about, but like it's definitely a different way of sitting down and getting a reading, which is the other thing I wanted to ask you is like, what's the difference between like what you do? You have tarot cards. I see that. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like, what is the different, like, and then you go on like YouTube and there's a million people doing tarot card readings.
Right.
And then I have friends that do tarot card, you know, you can learn how to do tarot card and what it is and your energy and blah, blah, blah. Is that more of like a trick?
I would say no. I don't.
Like the way that you came up with stuff that you know about me, like even the names,
initials
and
of the
initials.
Woman you're dating. How the fuck would I know the initials of the woman you're dating? There is no way.
Yeah.
There is no way.
There's no way. There's no way.
You know the way is? Energy.
Right.
I liken it to energy.
Right.
Energy of angels, ancestors, guides. You know, they psychics call it everything. I don't hang out with psychics. I'm not in the world. It's like it's just inherent in my being. I like to hang out with people in fashion and art and music and actors and people like you guys.
Right.
I'm not interested in hanging out with a bunch of psychics going off on like weird mind shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm not interested.
And the ones
this is inherent in my being. It's like a singer. You can sing, you sing.
That's
see
a really
what I'm
good,
saying?
That's a really good analogy.
Right.
That's a really good analogy.
Right. So it's not like it's not my thing.
What's with the tarot cards? Because like
okay, so here's what I want to say about tarot.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
No, because I was going to say like even on the shows that are like really successful now, like Long Island Medium, Tyler Henry and all, they don't bust out tarot cards and they're
right.
like, well, the tower's up is reversed. So new
that
beginnings.
Might be a cool idea though. But tarot, these aren't tarot cards. These are just like some simple cards. Mm-hmm. Tarot can be a guide. I do think like energetically everything happens for a reason.
Right.
Right. So
right.
there can be energy behind the cards and they definitely flip over for a reason. I don't do tarot per se because I feel like I'm beyond that. But it can be a guide.
Right.
Like for your life. So you pull a card, it's no accident. I believe in that stuff. So you pull a card and it says, Hangman, you need to watch out for XYZ. I believe that. It's energetically being drawn to you. It's flipped over for a reason and it does mean something. Everything means something. There is meaning behind everything.
Yeah, I'm a huge, huge proponent of that.
Yes.
Huge thing. Everything happens for a reason. We have the freedom of choice, you know, so it makes us human is our ability to choose, right?
Right.
I'm a huge believer that everything happens.
Oh, yeah.
For a reason, just like this. You know what I mean? Like this.
Sure, of course.
For a reason. There were definitely things I needed to hear in that reading.
Right.
You know? And then we're going to have a future relationship after this with like school and stuff.
We're going to go to Old Navy and get some chinos.
Yeah, chinos and puffy jackets that because it's getting cold.
And we're going to sew Gucci labels into them.
Yeah. So now we're into this reality boom with this reality TV shows, right? Like I said, Tyler Henry, Long Island Medium, Mama Medium. There was a little boom before this in like 2006, 2007.
Okay.
But they were using mediums and psychics almost like animals at a zoo.
Okay.
So like there were shows like Rescue Medium. So like it was like they were trying to take people and make them detectives. So it was like Rescue Mediums where like they would tell people like, have you seen this girl? And then they had to go try and find the girl or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
I remember. They had one where it was a psychic challenge and they had like 10 psychics.
That's what I was just going to bring.
No way. That show was a trip.
Yo, you must be a psychic because I was just going to bring that up.
Yes. That's what was it?
It was called America Psychic Challenge.
Yes. I love that one. It was so corny.
That's so crazy because I never saw it. And I'm reading about this and I'm like, holy fuck. I would watch this show.
That show was a trip.
Do you know it's in season 20?
What?
In Ukraine and Russia, that show.
That show is?
Yeah, because it got bought out by like a European reality company. So it was in the Netherlands. It was in Germany. It was in England. And now Ukraine and Russia, like they're still in
the 20th season. So the Russians are into it.
They're into
this shit. I wonder why.
So this show was a competition reality show like Survivor or Amazing Race, more like Amazing Race, in 2007. And it was on Lifetime. It was Boone Murray who did like Real World and Real Rules and all that. And there was like a $100,000 prize for whoever was the most psychic. And they would give you – the production would come up with like things like, or they would hide somebody in the field.
No, I remember.
Yeah.
They had someone in like a box or something.
Yeah. They had a box like buried in the desert.
Yes.
And you had to go find where find where this person was buried. And this one woman who won in the finals had this challenge and she went and put the picture of this guy right over where he was buried. Michelle Whitegravers, wait something. She won it. And yeah.
I remember there's like some little lesbian girl. Like, yeah. God bless. I shouldn't say that, but just like I didn't mean it like that.
No,
God,
no,
I love lesbians. I love the gay community. What the fuck?
Nobody's going to take that
so
anything
stupid.
Than what it is.
But she was like cute. She was just like, you know, mm-hmm. a little masculine.
Yeah. Well, she, I don't know who won. I don't know if that was her or not, but my point is that they were taking psychics and using them as kind of like circus, you know?
Right.
There was never this one-on-one that we have now. Now we have these shows that are so personalized and people are still saying like, it's bullshit, you know? And my response to that is if Teresa Caputo on Long Island Medium, if she's bullshit and she's reading these people in Long Island, these normal day, everyday firemen, whatever people in Long Island, and they're having that kind of reaction and faking their crying, then I quit acting because they're fucking good.
Right.
If they're faking this shit, there's no way. And then people are like, well, she's finding out stuff about them that is ahead of like before they come in. And even the people on the show are like, there's no way she could have known that. I've never said any of that to anybody. There's zero way that she could have done any kind of research to bring that around.
I love that big haired woman.
Yeah.
Like I watched that one and she's so compassionate and she's so in tune. I don't understand how they could know. I mean, sure, maybe they're fed a few things. Who knows? But to get that deep in a reading and to make those people cry,
yeah,
that's impossible.
I think
it's impossible.
So
too. Maybe they know the name of their brother or something. Maybe they do. But how to get that deep, I don't think so.
So you don't think you're a believer of all three of those people? Do you watch Mama Medium?
I think the Tyler Henry kid is adorable.
Yeah.
I think the Long Island Medium is fabulous. And then I don't know this Mama one. Who is that?
She's the same thing, same TLC. She's just a woman that lives, I want to say, like somewhere in maybe Ohio.
Okay.
And she's got a normal family. The husband hates the fact that she's a psychic. Like, not hates it like, fuck you. You shouldn't do this. Do something like
that. Oh, that was my first husband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he hated it.
But more of like, you're going to go talk to that person now.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Can we just move along and have a normal day?
Like, yeah.
He doesn't believe in it.
Right.
Right. But she'll be like, your ex-wife who died is standing over you right now. And she'll say stuff to him and he'll start crying and be like, stop, stop. Right. I'm not into that kind of shit, you know, which makes it even more real because her husband's reacting that way to that kind of stuff, you know. But she's the sweetest woman in the world. Very everyday, very middle America. And she'll just go up to somebody at the supermarket and be like, so-and-so is stepping forward. They want to say like they know.
See, I don't do that. I will never approach someone.
Okay, you don't approach. I was just going to say, you talked to my mom, and my grandma, and my dad in that last reading.
Right, but guess what? You asked for it, and you're in my office.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I will never approach someone on the street.
Why?
Never. Because it's creepy.
It is creepy.
And I don't tell people I'm a psychic. When I'm at a party here in L.A. or whatever, I just... I it's not my thing.
What's that like for you being at a party or like?
And the thing is I'm not hungry. You see, I'm not looking for clients.
Right.
And I think that sometimes those people are looking for clients.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. So they're like, oh, your grandfather's here.
Well, I mean, they're not looking for clients. They have the cameras around them and their producers are going.
Well, no. I don't mean those guys.
Right.
I'm saying those psychics who aren't on TV.
Right.
Where they come up to you and they say weird shit.
Yeah.
Like those guys are looking for clients or something, right?
Well, how is it for you being in like a party? If you're picking up on all these, because you pick up on people's what, auras? Or do you
like energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
So you, I mean, especially in Hollywood, you must see.
Well, that's why I get up at 4:30. I go to Ralph's at 5, you know, or 6 or whatever. I don't like large crowds.
Wow.
Because it's too much energy to pick up on.
Wow.
Right? So I'm trolling over to Ralph's at like 6 a.m. buying my groceries when no one's there.
Wow, that's what it really affects your life that much.
Yeah. So I don't enjoy parties per se, but unless it's like people I know and I feel safe with.
Right.
So that whole scene, especially when I was younger, was really difficult for me.
I bet. Did you base... I never even thought about this before, but like, did you base like relationships and shit off of like, if you were at a party and a dude walked up to you and was like, hey, you're hot.
Yeah.
And would you be like, look into his future and be like, you are going to be broke when you're fucking 50 and divorced. So I'm going to not talk to you.
You know, I have a really awesome dad and I've always chosen like super great boyfriends.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's psychic ability or the fact that I have a cool dad or what.
Yeah.
But like, I never really had, and this is so like, I hope it doesn't sound, I don't care how it sounds. I've had great guys.
Okay.
I've had great guys.
Well, then you probably would have had some sort of red light go off in your brain or something if somebody wasn't going to be good.
Right.
So maybe it is that kind of like intuition.
But your like intuition, most women are like, oh, everybody's been an asshole or guys are dogs or whatever. I had a great boyfriend and husbands.
It's probably that intuition that is probably like in a different level than most people's
maybe
intuition.
Maybe so. That's because you're open to I've never been asked that. That's a good question.
Yeah, I figure that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You probably would have gotten some sort of extra big feeling if it wasn't right that you just stayed away from those people or like, you know how it has how 2020 cars have like the lane assist now?
Yes.
You probably have lane assist.
Maybe so.
Like if you started to go out of the lane, like your intuition puts you back on track.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of messed up stuff from my life, but like men has never been like that.
I never blamed any. I went through some a lot, very messed up childhood too.
Right.
And I never, people who put the blame of their childhood on who they are now, I don't buy it.
No.
You know, I went through some pretty fucked up shit, but like, I mean, it wasn't like turned me into a murderer or any kind of fucked up shit, but I'm a normal person living my normal life and I make my own decisions on how I react to stuff. You know, no one can hurt you without your permission, what Gandhi said, right?
Love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So that's so I don't buy into any of that stuff anyway that people kind of blame that shit on. But, you got me to go deep. Whoa.
Sorry.
back to the shows. What do you feel about the production value of all this stuff? Like, do you?
Oh my God. So I love the tackiest ones. So there was one called Relationship Rescue. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one? Or maybe it was like, I think it was called Relationship Rescue.
No, I think you're right.
They were in a house. It was like reality stars rescuing their relationships.
Okay.
Or
Marriage Boot Camp All Stars?
Yeah, that was the one. Why did I call it Relationship Rescue?
I don't know, but I love Marriage Boot Camp.
Oh my God, that one was amazing. And they had like the OTF, you know, where they're like speak on the fly, where they're speaking their little, you know, things in the confession booth.
Right.
And so you could see the cord behind them. Of like some sort of piece of equipment or something.
Oh,
and it was like
no.
This big yellow cord behind their head while they were doing their confessional. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh,
because
my
it was
God.
Like the production value was such crap, right?
But what about like Tyler Henry and all that other stuff? You're full into him, right? Like you would back him up 100% on what he does is completely true. You don't think it's produced at all. So a lot of things I get with a lot of my friends.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. A lot of my friends are on reality TV.
Right.
And the question I get all the time is, it's fake. And
right.
I'm like, no, that the shit that they're fucking – the relationships that they have as these people on this show are real. Like
yeah.
They're really fighting. They're really not talking. They're really having this up. Do they have to go back and have the fight over again because the camera missed it? Yes.
Right.
But what's going on in their lives isn't fake.
It has to be real. They used to get on me because I would say – they would want me to cast a couple, for instance. And I would say, oh, my God, I can't date myself. But I did this show that was about couples who were in turmoil. I'm not going to say the name, but they but they would say, I would say, well, they really hate each other. And they say, Heather, you can't make them hate each other more than they actually do.
Right.
Because I'd say, oh, they want to kill each other. They're near a divorce, this and that. Because I'd try to produce them.
Right.
And they'd say, you can't do that. They have to be organically hating each other.
Yeah.
I mean, the producers would get pissed at me.
But with this, so with the show that most of my friends are on, I'm seeing that like, yeah, they'll say like, you have to go paint a house with so-and-so tomorrow. And then while you're there, have this conversation. Right.
Right.
But it's a real conversation. Now with these medium people.
Right.
What do you feel is being produced? Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you feel is like, is it real that these people found her? Did these producers go searching for the people? Is it like, do you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like if you were on your reality show, there'd just be a camera watching you and then I was just a normal person that came in? Or do you feel like there would be a production assistant out there being like, he's...
Well, oh, sorry.
No, not at all.
If I can speak to the casting process, I would just say, for instance, if it's like a psychic show, the way I would produce it, I can't speak to how they're doing it. I have
right.
no idea.
Right.
But if I were to create a psychic show and I wanted someone who was in a, let's say, a bad relationship, then I'd blast a casting call out to people who are in bad relationships. And then I would have them come in, and the most interesting couple who has the most interesting bad relationship, I would then use for the show. Would I tell Tyler Henry about them? No.
Right.
And then I'd have them come on and have him read them.
Gotcha.
But they would
gotcha,
be the
gotcha,
best
gotcha,
for
gotcha.
TV. They would have the juiciest story. They would be interesting. And then I would use them as a producer. Would I tell Tyler Henry about them? No. He would cold read.
Right.
That's how I'd produce it.
Got it. So kind of like with the Alan Thicke stuff with Tyler Henry, like they brought his wife back after he passed. There's stuff that like Tyler, like the audience knows with Tyler Henry, which I think makes him endearing, is that he doesn't
right.
know about the whole celebrity world. That's the other thing is people are like, he knows everybody that he's reading. Do you know
right.
what I mean? Like
right.
he says he gets driven there and doesn't know who that when he shows up, and then he doesn't watch a lot of TV. And
but
everything.
Isn't he like 12? You know, I
he's
mean,
like
he's
21,
a kid.
But like
he's a kid.
But like people are like, I don't know if that's real. He obviously knows. Who like John Oliver did a whole thing on his show about like reality about psychics and how it's so easy to find things and just do one little bit of like research hit Matt Lauer on Google and you're going to know what's going on in his fucking life
right
and then you read them you know it's like what's the plausibility
but
about
it? My thing is this I read you it has to be things that aren't on Google
right
like you and I we're friends on Insta
right.
So anything I find on Insta is going to be a moot point.
Right. I mean, I have stuff about my dad dying on Instagram. I have stuff of my dog on Instagram, right, who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You said that my dad's with my dog up there
okay.
earlier, right?
Okay.
But I don't think it's something that you were like going through and looking at. Do you know what I mean? Like, I never
right.
got that impression. But that's where I'm saying like the people could come in that are like, not believers of this and say, well, there's your proof. Right there.
Right.
They could have seen that.
But then you're gross and you're going to hell. You're just a weirdo.
Yeah. I guess like that's, but like, it's just so hard when you have, because people are going after Teresa Caputo now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They go.
But see, you're always going to be gone after. Like, that's another reason I don't read in public. I don't tell people what I do in public because there's so many haters. You say I'm a psychic, like that's not the job people go, oh, so cool. You know, a lot of the times they're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is that?
Yeah. Or they see it as like, you know, a trick, you know?
Right. If they're like, oh, well, you're a cheap bastard, or you're a charlatan, right, or you're
if somebody says, oh, I'm a magician at the Magic Castle, you're gonna be like, oh, show me something.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So you say I'm a psychic somewhere, somebody's like, oh, to read me.
What they always say is, what am I thinking right now? And I always say, you're thinking about sex.
Nice. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna tell people I'm a psychic and use that everywhere I go. That'll be my new pickup line at parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be.
What do you do? I'm a psychic. What am I thinking about right now?
They always say
sex with me.
They say it every time.
That's awesome.
It's so irritating.
So what's the next step with this, with your reality show and all that other stuff? And you had something called Karma Girls too, right? I saw that on your website.
Oh my God, that's so weird. That was on my website? Mm-hmm. It was?
There was a YouTube video. Somebody interviewed you on your website.
Weird. Okay. So yeah, Karma Girls, we actually sold. And then my partner got really...
Don't say sick.
No. I'm not going to say that story. They dropped us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Which is, you know, what happens.
It always does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
So this show...
I feel like you were probably the pool of that show. I'm just going to be psychic on my own, in my own intuition, and feel that you were probably the main pool of that show. And then the other half of the girls probably wasn't so much, because I stopped the video after your session. I didn't care about the other part of it, you know? So I'm figuring that that's probably... why that didn't go through.
Correct.
Right. So, which is good because, you know, you do have, you're very pretty and you
Thank
do,
you.
You're welcome. And you do have a believability to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Right off the bat. So.
Well, it's just, I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
That it's like I say to you, there's things, I mean, my client, Bonnie, one of my favorite clients, I met her. I said, I'm very specific with my predictions.
Yeah.
I said, you will meet your soulmate today. You will leave here and meet your soulmate today. I see the color green. She goes to the restaurant Sage, which is green.
Yeah.
Meets a woman. I said, you're going to meet a woman who looks just like you. Meets a woman who looks just like her. They fall in love. They're married today with a baby. That's her soulmate. That shit ain't on Instagram.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she left my office that day, met her soulmate, fell in love. The rest is history. Like, this stuff just pops into my head. I don't know how.
There's a lot of things that you do. So, like Tyler Henry, like, you know, the thing with Teresa Caputo is she does a lot of past life stuff. She talks about people that passed, that you know, so-and-so is talking to you, right? Tyler Henry does the same thing. He talks about people that have died. You know, that's his main thing is, who's this person? This person's coming through. They want to say this. Are you holding an object? You don't do that.
I'm more present day.
You talked about,
I mean, I am a medium, but yeah. I'm more about right now. How can you fix your life? How can you make your life better? How can you move forward in a positive direction and prosper?
But you're very definite too, which is what, you know, so it's like with my dad, I'm right away, and he's with a dog over there. You're not a small dog, but not, you know, he's, you know, very specific with that. Talk about my mom. Very specific with it. Even like her personality. You wouldn't know her personality, you know, or that she's tired, or, you know, if she's, how she is. My sister, you know, the one big thing was my brother. Nobody even knows I have a brother.
Right.
You know, you brought him up and you said he's just either non-existent or just really far off. And I don't talk to him.
Right.
You know, he exists. He's in my life, but I don't talk to him ever.
Right.
So that, I mean, everything was spot on. But then you got into specifics that's like, when I go see psychics, I mean, usually it'll be on a whim at like the psychic bookstore, which is like whatever, right. Just people getting paid to do tarot readings. But I've gone to some high profiled ones that didn't have specifics.
Right.
You know, because they don't want to get caught in the not being right.
No, I go balls out, as they say.
You got very specific with some right. specific stuff to me that's going to be like, okay, well, this is either going to happen or it's not. You
right.
know?
No, I don't have fear. I'm very fearless because, I mean, I've had, like I said, a hard life and shit has gone down. I don't have fear. I've had a gun in my face. I've died a few times, you know, things like this. I don't have fear. This is what I see. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people come back to me and I had this client, Dorothy, realtor. I said she was having trouble selling a house. I said it'll sell on May 18th. Dead on May 18th. She texted me the week before. It hasn't sold, Heather. I said, is it May 18th? She said, no. May 18th, she texts me, sold.
I mean, that's crazy shit.
Shit like that.
That's crazy.
Because I see the numbers. I right. see the visions.
Yeah.
I see this in my mind like pictures.
It's weird, too, because sitting across from you, you telling that story back, I could see you went to that seeing that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. And you were talking about like making it like more scientific and all that other stuff and not just like the downloads. They actually tried that with Tyler Henry. I don't know if you saw that episode, but Dr. Drew is really fascinated with how he's doing this.
Okay.
So they hooked him up to a brain machine.
Okay.
Right. And they had him do a reading with like Steve-O or something. Who fucking cares?
Right.
But they had him do the reading.
Steve-O. I love it.
And the neuroscientist was there watching his brain waves and everything while he was doing it. And while he was making predictions, the part of his brain that like is cognitive in this reality in the moment, like taking in everything, would fall asleep.
Right.
So he said it was like if he's like in a deep slumber right now.
Right.
That's where his brain is.
Right.
But he's wide awake sitting there talking.
Blank. That's what happens. I go in. I call it a trance-like state.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a trance-like state.
That's what he said. He goes, if from a scientific point of view, looking at his brain right now, he should be in like REM, deep sleep.
Right.
Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
But he's sitting here talking and all that others. Like that doesn't make any neurological sense whatsoever.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
I'm excited to see I got shit that's supposed to be happening tomorrow.
You do. Thursday. Yeah,
Thursday.
I said it.
Thursday.
Yep.
And then like the whole meeting somebody and where and when and the chairlift and, you know, and then the biggest thing was just out of nowhere, you know, she just said, who the fuck's Mary? And she just keeps saying, say right. my name. And that's my right. grandma who's like tattooed on my wrist,
right.
who was like this little shit kicker.
Spitfire.
Yeah. Spitfire is a better
and
way
I
to say
felt
it.
That.
Yeah. She's a little Spitfire from South Georgia and she was amazing. And, you know, having her as, you know, my having her know that is just, you know, amazing. I was blown away by it. And I haven't been that kind of blown away by it in a long time, which is why I'm glad I did it first.
I thank you.
Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Because if we did it on the podcast, people can't see my reactions and know what I'm doing when I'm over it.
Right.
If I did it afterwards, but I'm glad I did it first because now I can be like, hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank yeah. you.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny because when I started doing readings, I was like, I don't know. Is it going to happen? And then every time it just happens.
It's crazy. Because it just did happen. You just pointed at my dad's thing and then we just kind of went into it. That was awesome. Well, Heather, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Thanks for having me. This was awesome.
I wish you all the success with the show.
Thank you.
I'm sure that you're going to, I mean, if I'm going to fucking watch it for damn sure.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'll promote the shit out of it. You have to let me know when, like what stages it is and all that other stuff. Would love to have you back on for other stuff, you know?
Cool.
But in the meantime, remember, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe. We're available on your favorite directories such as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, and iHeart. You can find us at Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. Please rate the show on iTunes and follow me at Forever's Evers, at Foreverevers. What's your Instagram?
I'm at Heather Psychic or heatherauble.com. That's AUBLE.
Yeah, go follow her. And guys, I mean, you teach too, right? What was the teaching?
Yeah, I do spiritual advising based in quantum physics.
I'm going to do that shit for sure. Nice. I've been watching that Gaia channel. I don't know if you watch Gaia.
Oh, yeah, Gaia's great.
Yeah, Gaia's awesome. Yeah. And I've been listening to quantum physics and all. I have to watch every episode like 8 times, but I've been watching that. And,
right on. Good for you.
But all the best with you. And I can't wait to tell you all these things that are fucking happening.
I love it.
You're the best. Thank you so much.
Have fun.